It's time for Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
We are back and I'm here with the crew from NAMI.
Kia ora.
Hello.
What up?
Good to have you on the show, the scary show.
Thank you for having us.
Super spooky.
Super spooky. I want that to be the Cocktail Corner intro at all times, I think.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool, actually. So, what's on the menu today?
Well, this is Lola and Lyle, by the way. We are from NAMI Record Bar, and we're super excited to be here. Lyle has brewed up something super scary for us today.
The witch's potion.
I like it. I like the sound of it.
It is called the Devil's Advocate, and it is super scary.
Super scary.
Super yummy.
Actually, I have never met a scarier person in real life than a person who's like, I just play like, the Devil's Advocate.
Yeah, I feel like we should describe the costumes we're wearing as well. Give some context. Yeah.
They both come in beautiful costumes.
Yeah. To give context, I am the Joker and Lyle is here as Batman.
Well, I'm Batman, but you're kind of sexy nurse Joker. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
The dynamic is definitely off, you know. We wouldn't be sitting here together in this, so the dynamic is off, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Heath Ledger's Joker and we have Lyle here as Batman. It's kind of reminiscent of how we are at the bar as well. I feel like I play the bad cop and Lyle is the good cop at the bar.
Definitely.
We run NAMI together and so this just felt right for today.
100%. So cool. For the unacquainted listener, tell me a bit about NAMI. I hear about it all the time and I hear it's the coolest place.
So NAMI Record Bar is at a location everyone probably has been there before as Conch, and we wanted to maintain some of the history around Conch, which is obviously it being a record store and then a record bar for a long time. So we are a record bar. We have DJs on the weekends, Sam Harmony from BFM, as well as Frank Booker run our music section. And every weekend you're going to expect something different. So yeah. That's what's really cool about NAMI. We play vinyl only on the weekends, and the vibes are just really tight. It's kind of like we've tried to think about places like Golden Dawn and those kind of like historical places that have meant a lot to people and create a community space where you can come at any time and have a good time.
For sure.
That's really cool. I mean, you know, we always talk about like gaps in our kind of Auckland, you know, market. And I definitely think that, you know, a lot of those closures left a bit of a hole in our heart.
Yeah, for sure.
So
yeah.
It's so good to have NAMI. It's so good to have people like you who are like, no, I'm going to keep this alive.
Yeah, 100%. It was like for ages when I was working at other places, it would just be, the question I was asked was, where can we go for a boogie? Where can we go for, you know, like good vibes? And for ages, there was nowhere where you could just be like, where can we go for good vibes? So it's cool to have opened this with the guys this year and just be able to be like, we're that spot, we're the spot, come through.
Yeah. And we have awesome owners. Shout out to Paulie and Kevin and Dan who run NAMI with us. And yeah, like the cool thing about NAMI is you can come in on a weekday and have a really chill cocktail, or you can come on a Friday and Saturday night and expect...
And boogie down.
Anything, yeah, really.
Boogie down.
Yeah, we love it there. It's always a good time.
Perfect date spot for sure.
It actually is. Back when it was Conch, man. I apologize to anyone I took that. No, just kidding. Love you. So you've got something on tonight.
Yes, tonight we have Nightmare at NAMI. So we are trying to create a tradition where we've got a little Halloween party tonight, hopefully to kind of get people into the spooky mood. I know it's not a lot of places that do Halloween, but we wanted to, you know, promote it and have something fun for everybody. So we are dressed up and we are ready to go.
Ready to go.
Yeah. So it's on from tonight from 7 p.m. till probably quite late. And we're just going to be boogieing.
No dress up, no entry, motherfuckers.
No.
Don't come through and a fit without being dressed up.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Honestly, get your last minutes on and head over to NAMI. We're also giving away a double pass to that. Get your name on the door and just sneak on through. Get a good cocktail, these good, great DJs on.
We've got great DJs.
Yeah, 100%. We've got the bro Corisco. He's going to turn it up for sure.
We love Corisco.
We love him.
He's our mate. Shout out Corisco.
Look, it just end the week early, guys.
Yeah, just take tomorrow off. Halloween. Who needs Friday?
Yeah. Yeah. Hungover Friday this week. You hit it here first at Nami Rickle Bar.
So, this cocktail, is it time to get brewing?
I think it's time to get brewing, yeah.
Lyle is going to take us through. Shot Lyle.
So, it's called the Devil's Advocate. I don't know. It's meant to be the Devil's Advocate for people that don't like whiskey. We can show you that whiskey can be yummy, but it's also spooky.
Whiskey can be very spooky.
Whiskey can be spooky. It can be yummy. So it's got Campari and it's got Averna Amaro, which is a kind of like bitter Amaro created in the 1800s. It's like a real trad drink of Italy, like a nice and bitter one. Mm. Picked up by Campari in like 2014 when they're taking over, and now it's in New Zealand and it's super yummy. So we've got Averna Amaro, Campari, bitter rye whiskey. Shout out to Buffalo Trace with the rye whiskey, bitter lemon juice, and we've got a little blood orange.
Spooky
syrup to get in there, and we've got a couple cute little cut up strawberries for a nice little smell.
And a devil's horn. Can't see it here, but it's gonna be
you
pretty
can't
awesome.
See it, but there's two little strawberries on each side to make it look like devil's horn. If you come through to Nami tonight, can pick one up, see the spooky drink. But yeah, let's just start making it up.
Get to Nami.
Let's start.
Get yourself a devil's advocate. Yeah. You know, I every time someone says, oh, I'm making a whiskey cocktail, I'm like, oh, okay, thank you. And then I haven't. I'm like, I actually really like whiskey.
Well, it's the devil's advocate. It's showing you it can be yummy.
It's not terrible.
Yeah, Lyle said rye whiskey today, and I was like, no, thank you. Because I have that sort of that, you know, memory of sneaking my mum's liquor cabinet and drinking the whiskey.
Yeah.
And for me, that means that whiskey is scary.
I remember my dad trying to be like, oh, this is whiskey. Like, you know, this is kind of my first drink.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is foul. Maybe he was trying to, like, make me a cautious drinker as an adult.
I feel like it's a good drink to have a little shot of so you know where you're at in the night. You know, you have a shot of whiskey and you're like, that's not feeling good. You know, maybe have a water.
Yeah,
We promote safe drinking here at Nami Rickle Bar and at BFM.
I like that. I'm super excited. So how many of these do you think you're going to make tonight?
Oh, we'll see. We've got a yummy menu on, so I feel like when people come in, they're going to want to, you know, get our other stuff as well, but it's just a little promotional item, just in case.
The also really exciting thing tonight is that we are sponsored by Alba. So we are going to have Alba Tequila on the back bar, and we're also going to have the Alba RTDs available. We love Alba. We've got a really good relationship with them. And, you know, if you want a chili marg or a classic marg, it's the place to go.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, I love Alba.
We've actually got some Alba coasters too.
Oh my gosh, do we? Alba Coasters. That sounds like a place. Alba Coaster. I think Alba, they really changed the game when they made a margarita in the can.
Oh, yeah.
Like, ooh, who is this? Yeah, shake away.
Shake away.
Shake away, Lyle.
Yeah, it's like kind of that RTD that you can drink all night, you know? That's totally. What we love about them.
Totally. It's genius.
Yeah. Watching Batman shake a cocktail right now, it's really entertaining. I wish you guys could see it.
Shaking a cocktail as Batman in front of the Joker just seems... I don't know.
You may have been captured.
Yeah.
The Joker's just forcing you to make a rye whiskey cocktail.
Okay, here we go. Oh. Radio. Just get these little devil ears on here, shall we? I'm glad that we pre-cut these as well. This would have been...
Yeah, here's one we prepared earlier, guys.
Oh, it actually does look like a little devil.
We did spend a lot of time on that specific one.
So here we go.
That's so cute. Okay,
give it a try. Let's not spill any.
Okay, all right. Steady as she goes. All right, I'm going to give it the mandatory sniff test. Oh, it smells good.
Yeah, it's the strawberries for
sure. And I'm smell impaired today. So. Oh, that is delicious.
Yeah, it's good, right? Yeah.
You can't, honestly, you cannot taste a whiskey.
Whiskey? Well, there we go. That's what I wanted. I'm glad you like it.
Thank you, Devil's Advocate.
Divine. I mean, Oh, no, it's kicked in. She changes up on us.
She switches up.
Oh, man, that is good.
Amazing. Man. Glad you like it, lovely. That's amazing.
Going in for a second sip. So how often do you do, like, specialty menus?
Oh, that's a good question. I feel like we change our menu up all the time. It depends, like, Lyle or other bartender, Sean, Shot Sean, always, you know, come up with new stuff, and we try and keep it really fresh for everybody. We're just creating our summer menu at the moment. But we also have events, and at those events, we all create cocktails for specific people.
Like the brat party we had.
We had the brat party at Nami Bar. We made some very green drinks. We had Brat V1 and then the new Brat album as well at Nami, which was very exciting. Warner hosted it there. It was fantastic.
Really cool. Well, shout out for coming out, Lola and Lyle. And get those texts in, 5395, and your B card number, and Nami, and we'll send you there tonight. Yeah, that's a bloody good cocktail. Thanks.
Amazing. Thank you for having us, eh?
Yeah, no. Course. Everyone got a Nami, and that's it for Halloween Cocktail Corner. Ooh.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95.